Prologue. The American Pacific Union Exodus application covered the kitchen table. Forms, medical files, character references, all displayed on his tablet. A neat stack of paper copies sat underneath. Digital files were a liability. Not for his family. The coffee had gone cold hours ago. He drank it anyway. Ugh. Bitter. Familiar. Like swallowing old mistakes. The photo sat by his elbow. Isabella. His granddaughter. That smile, bright enough to burn. She still drew patterns in the smog. Still picked out stars that weren't there anymore. Named ships in her head. The ones she'd steal to reach them. Called it a promise. Wasn't a promise. Was a lie she told herself to keep breathing. He knew better. Escape route. That's all it was. The screen flickered. Application status. Review flagged. The words hung in the recycled air. 42 years in the uniform. Blood spilled on three worlds. Osaka rose from the black. It wasn't the 47 souls pulled from the rubble. It was the chemical reek of tear gas. The high-pitched whine of a drone locking onto a child's face. And some faceless algorithm deemed his family wanting. He'd built this house like a firebase. Every beam placed by his own hands. Every window positioned for clear fields of fire. Three escape routes. Reinforced safe room under the pantry. All the tactical precision that had kept him alive baked into the goddamn drywall. Penance for Elena. It meant nothing now. The enemy wasn't flesh and blood. Something to be outflanked or put in his crosshairs. Just lines of code. A judgment. His secure phone buzzed. Maria's contact photo. Graduation day. Elena's hand on her shoulder. A dead woman's touch.
Dad?
The word was brittle, thin.
0800 hours,
he said, his tone flat as a casualty report.
I'll ask about the applications then.
Isabella's laugh bubbled through the connection. A sound too pure for this world. A sharp ache pulsed from the shrapnel under his ribs. A hot reply to the sound.
It's getting worse,
Maria said, her voice frayed, laced with static.
They labeled us high risk. Izzy keeps drawing pictures of us on the colony ships.
The words fractured.
What if we don't make it?
You don't tell her anything. Not one goddamn word. This is not over.
He ended the call. The paper application rustled as he swept them aside. Cheap material between calloused hands. Hands that had carried the wounded and held pressure on arterial bleeds. Now they clutch bureaucratic bullshit. His eyes flicked to the security feeds. An old habit. Six camera angles flickered to life. Channel 7. Another launch. A silent column of golden fire climbing toward the stars. Someone else's family. Someone whose algorithm score checked the right boxes. He switched back to the perimeter feeds. Empty desert. Nothing but heat shimmer. Jackson sat safe in his command center during Osaka. The reek of gas. The whine of the drones. Still there. Jackson, insulated behind screens while Diego broke orders, while he pulled screaming civilians from the crossfire. The brass called it efficiency optimization, acceptable losses. His screen still held the message. Application status. Review flagged. Processing time. 60 to 90 days. Diego's thumb found the scar running from his temple to his jaw. An Energy War souvenir. From a mission where an AI designated 3 good men were an acceptable loss for optimal parameters. Gone. On the colony feeds, children waved at the golden streaks overhead, saying goodbye.
42 years.
They were ready to toss Maria's family aside like broken equipment. The same way an algorithm had shuttered Elena's clinic. Resource inefficient. A life's work erased by a line of code. His hand found the table edge, gripped it. The wood groaned.
42 fucking years.
The words were flat. Final. No heat left. His gaze fell on Isabella's photo. Her smile, open, unaware. How does a man tell a child her name is on a reduction list? The desert stretched out under cold starlight, distorted by the atmospheric haze. Elena used to watch the stars with him out here. Said the desert taught you what mattered. Water, shelter, the people worth dying for. He moved Maria's photograph beside the applications. Her graduation day smile, eyes bright with possibility, head tilted toward a future that seemed within reach, all while he was deployed 2,000 miles away. Calms down. Helpless. The monitors bathed the room in blue light. Reports scrolled past. Children denied water rations. Their parents' productivity scores below threshold. Jackson's encrypted message appeared. Mira deployment briefing, 0800 hours. The second line was an order wrapped in false civility.
First, the Osaka debt.
A collar tightening around his neck. Compliance. Always compliance.
There are lines you don't cross.
Elena's voice, a memory sharp as broken glass. Diego pulled his service pistol from its holster. Safety check. Ammunition count. Sight alignment. Squared away. He moved to the bedroom, slid the weapon into his bedside safe, and set the alarm. His thumb slid across the cool glass of Elena's picture.
Sorry, mi amor.
The words were air in the quiet room. 4 hours until Jackson. Time to collect.